Welcome back. We've been silent but not out. You may have noticed, as we mentioned last time, how things look different now. Again, just a reminder, we've changed our name to the Pipeline Report from Pipeline Intercession for the President, as the Lord has placed it on our heart to cover more topics than just the U.S. President in prayer. Now, we're ramping back up after listening to the Lord, taking a short break at the beginning of 2023 to be prepared for the rest of 2023 and 2024. And on today's episode, we'll be listening to our discussion from our live stream from Tuesday night, where for the first couple of minutes, we lay the groundwork for why we took a break, what we've been doing a little bit, briefly, and how things will look moving forward. We'll mostly be live streaming to our Rumble page if we do live streams, as the censor bots have grown with the recent changes in leadership of the big social media platforms. We also cover the latest from the war in Israel and how we can pray. With that out of the way, let's join our discussion. Well, welcome in, everyone. Zach Arskedin coming to you live from North Carolina. It has been a while since I've been on here for most people, and we just want to take a few seconds while everybody gets on here, and we want to make sure everybody's getting on. So tonight will be a little different than anything we've done in the past, as we will start off on Facebook, YouTube, and the Pipeline page on Facebook, and then we're going to cut those off at some point because we want to go deeper and say some things and not have to worry about censorship, as we're in a day and age where we really have to, on certain platforms, watch what we say to who. And so we're kind of joining forces here. Pastor Tim's in the background, and we want to go over quite a few things in giving updates from our Saturday update and obviously from our Sunday service, and really give some updates and prayer points and some hope in this season. Obviously, with what's going on in Israel, and you can say even here in our nation, things can be pretty hopeless if you're not focused and allowing yourself to find your peace in the Lord and letting Him guide you here. And so we have set up the Rumble page for the Pipeline group, and I'm going to put the link here now. So this is what you'll want to go to later. We'll have some graphics and things show up just to kind of give you some time to make the switch. And so I'm going to go ahead and bring Pastor Tim in here, and we want to kind of go over a few things first here on Facebook and YouTube, just giving kind of a brief update. And then later on, we'll go ahead and switch over just to Rumble so that we can talk about some deeper things. So we want to make sure you guys are aware. The link that we just posted there, be sure to go ahead and switch over there to Rumble at some point in time. You don't necessarily have to have an account. You can just click on it, watch it. If you have your smartphone, computer, and or TV, they have smart TV apps. So you can all watch it on TV if you would like as well. So be sure to be ready to make that switch when we go over, just because the YouTube and Facebook overlords don't like this topic, and especially coming from a biblical standard. The censorship gurus and algorithms and bots are out watching, monitoring, and so we want to make sure we have this platform, but in the future we also want to make sure we know where we can go. And so right now, Rumble is the home for that, and so with that, I'll turn it over, and we can discuss.
Okay, well, welcome everybody to our first Pipeline report. This is a new platform we're starting tonight. If you remember, my son Zachary, he used to do every morning, did live streams, just kind of a news update and filtering the news, vetting the news, making sure that you had good sources to trust and good places to go media wise. And he spent many hours vetting those sites and vetting those reports. We didn't just throw anything up there, and that just took a lot of time for him. He's got two babies, one two and one about to turn one, so you can imagine what his life was like. So early mornings weren't always the best time to do that, so we're going to change it, and one for his schedule, but also your schedules, and have more evening broadcast where we can have another audience as well as our noon audience that usually watches, and that you can come on, and we'll select according to occasions that are going on in the world. Obviously now with the Israel crisis, that this is the time to start this. It's called the Pipeline Report. It's on Rumble. It's not the Christian Center Shreveport Rumble page, okay? And I made a mistake, I think, Monday or yesterday, and announced that's where it's going to be. It's not. It's going to be on the Pipeline Report. I don't know, Zach, we're not going to stay on Christian Center Shreveport, right?
No, we just want to keep them separate. That way okay. It'll be easier for people to know, hey, there's our sermons, there's our church stuff, and this will be more for our news and prayer things as we move forward.
Okay, so you can go ahead, and you won't offend me for leaving for a second. If you want to, some of you, if you're smart enough, you know how to open another window. But you can go over to rumble.com, type in Pipeline Report, and you'll find us there. And do this, also follow it. That'll help us because it's brand new. We just opened it, so it's not many people have subscribed because it's a new platform. And again, we're going to use this for more of our new stuff, to talk more controversial issues, to make sure, as Zach said, that our censors are not, you know, marking us. We've been marked numerous times by YouTube, and we want to stay on these platforms. We feel like it's important. So it'll be a different way for us to communicate. I'll try to bring on guests more often, more controversial guests. I say controversial. They're not to us. They speak our language. They speak what we believe. They speak the truth. But the internet and the YouTubers and Facebook fact checkers don't like that. Again, with the election coming up next year, we're going to be on quite a bit, and we're going to have to talk about some big issues. And this is where the censorship clamped down in 2020. If you remember, they really started clamping down on everything. And so it became more of a difficult issue to do. So with that, we're going to kind of go slide on over there and let you move that direction. And we'll give us a few minutes once we move over there. So if you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, just go to your rumble.com, go over there and type in Pipeline Report as far as your search at the top bar. That'll have a search. I don't know what it looks like on your phone, but I know on the computer it looks that way. And you can just type that in, and we'll be over there, and we'll greet you. We're not going to go long tonight. We just want to kind of introduce this and get your prayer, get your energy with us, spiritual energy with us, to pray with us on this issue. It's a key issue. I don't think the world recognizes how big this is. Let me say this as we get ready to go over. This is a word the Lord gave me 2 months ago, at least 2 months ago. It was on a Wednesday night. I'll never forget it. I had a vision. I see a storm coming. It's the calm before the storm. The Lord says to me in the vision, he says, this is the calm before the storm. The storm is surely coming. And then I saw this great thing hit. And then all of a sudden I saw church houses fill. I saw people coming to the church and coming to the kingdom. And when I came out of the encounter, I felt 9/11. And I said that. I said, it's going to be like a 9/11. And now what we're seeing happen in Israel, and this is the ambassador and Prime Minister Netanyahu and others are saying, this is a 9/11. And so I know this is a fulfillment of that word. And I'm not excited that we got it right. I'm excited the second part of the word, which is going to be a harvest come from that. So I want you to focus on that. Don't focus that we got it right. The word of knowledge, that's very important because it's a marker, it's a sign and a wonder that points to the second part of the word, which is the coming harvest that we're going to believe for both in Israel and the world. And this thing is just heating up. We got a long way to go on this, but it is heating up. So thanks for starting here with us. We'll shift over to Rumble now on our Pipeline page for you on YouTube and Facebook. Thanks for starting here. But we'll see you over there as Zach switches us over to Pipeline. Well, welcome. Okay, welcome to Pipeline Report. Pastor Tim Karskatten here with my son, Zach. He's with us there in North Carolina. And this is our first launch here on the Rumble page, Pipeline Report. So thankful for you joining with us tonight. Some of what I think looks like we lost about, there's still about 15 or so people over there still on Facebook and YouTube. They'll figure it out here in a second. But we're over here on Pipeline. Most of you, looks like I'm looking at the numbers, most of you found us. Please share this with your friends. That'll help us get the word out that we are on a different platform. And Zach, why don't you come on here and just tell us what this is going to do for us and with the liberty that we're going to have with the pipeline page now.
Yeah, so thank you guys for joining in and making the switch over. This is going to be very crucial in kind of my time away here, just been spending some time with the Lord, but also been following along to make sure, you know, up to date on what's been going on in the social media landscape. And over the past few months, you've seen a lot of things come out about, YouTube, because of what's happening with Twitter, YouTube's kind of pull off a censorship, Facebook as well. Well, that's actually not the case. When you actually study and look at who's now in leadership in these positions, and obviously with Facebook, nothing has really changed at all. And in YouTube, it has completely changed with Susan Wojcicki taking a step back, and then now the number two man at YouTube stepping up, who was behind a lot of the, in just be blunt, the horrible decisions of censorship at YouTube. And so he's now the number one head there. And that kind of goes along with a lot of the prophetic we've been getting about, a lot of these leaders around the world, you know, they may be taken down, but the person behind them is just as worse than they are. And so it's kind of a catch 22. Like, yeah, people want to rid themselves of this quote unquote bad leadership, but what's behind them is worse. And this is just a representation of it. And there were Christian pages and other things that I saw who weren't saying anything super controversial that were getting knocked off for things they said 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And so we know with the coming election and how the algorithm things play out, that it was important for us to find a home for where to place ourselves. Obviously, for the church in and of itself, we have our own app. We have Rumble as well. We're testing out X, formerly known as Twitter, as well, and Telegram for those in certain part of the region and certain regions of the world. So we're trying to make sure we're following or being obedient to the prophetic of getting the message that's in the house out. And with that, here we are with the Pipeline Report page here on Rumble. And so we want to make sure we're staying on the wall, praying, and yes, and being diligent and joining in with those groups who, like Dutch Sheets, Clay Nash's prayer call, the many others who are out there. I could list about 1,000 of them. And this is amazing. This is what we need in this hour for not only this nation, but in cases like this of emergency for Israel, to make sure we're well informed, because there are also the other side, and I've been dealing with it here with some people that I've met here in North Carolina, of they only want to hear one side of the story. And you're, quote unquote, I'm being ignorant for even being open to having an opinion or listening to the other side. And so we want to hear both sides of the story and then seek the Lord on what his will is in the matter. And in this case, with the loss of life and the utter just depravity that's taking place, we want to make sure we're, as you see it on the tagline on the bottom, let's keep our emotions in check. Because at the end of the day, if we let our anger step outside and above the Lord, we're now walking not in what the Lord would have, in the peace of the Lord. We're letting our anger turn towards sin. And so with all that being said, is we positioned ourselves here. We want to be on YouTube. We want to be on Facebook. We would love to just be able to speak freely. But unfortunately, the way these companies are run, they don't allow for freedom of speech. Whether that gets taken care of in this election or next election or whoever, may take a couple years, we'll see. My opinion is the leaders now just don't understand the realities of what's going on as far as this goes, and so it's going to take a while. But with that being said, is thankfully for companies like Rumble, and there are a few things that happened over this last 9 months that have forced the hand of Rumble to step up to the plate, and they have, thankfully. It's not the perfect system, but it is a system where our voices can be heard. And so now we're going to really be able to just talk freely. We don't have to censor. We don't have to say anything. Rumble has shown itself to not only the United States government, but to other governments around the world, that it will not back down. It will pay fines. It will do whatever in accordance to allow freedom of speech to reign. And so it's forcing some hand of X, Twitter, and right now Rumble and YouTube and Facebook, excuse me. And so we're not going to hold our breath in waiting for them to not do that and to not censor. They've already started to, and so we're just making sure we're prepared for that come next year. So next year we really feel like we're going to be doing more of these at night to fit everyone's schedule, number one, but then also to make sure we're standing on the wall. So this will be the spot for us, and we'll link things. We'll also take these and put these on podcasts as well for you guys to listen to afterwards so that you can share it with those who want to stay informed, number one, hearing a full perspective, but then also, two, gaining some prayer points as well.
Okay, thank you, Zach. And you know, the perfect example of that today was I posted on the Pipeline page. Don't forget, we have Pipeline Intercession page on Facebook, which is a private page. Canada, a leaked email came out, and the government was telling all reporters not to call Hamas terrorist. And you'll see that a lot of times they're calling militants. That's a big term, a big difference in terms between terrorists and militants. Militant, like you're fighting for your country, you're fighting for something that's noble. That's not. They're terrorists. They're thugs. They're murderers. They have slain many. We now know the numbers are 1,100 probably. They're also believing that up to 1,300 possibly. They're now just going into some of these kibbutz areas where there still are some lingering terrorists there, and they're trying to find them all. They're hunting them all down. Some of the numbers are that there's been as 800-900 up to 1,000 terrorists killed inside Israel. So this is a number they're not even talking about, really. So that's what's going on there. So Canada, and I quoted your anthem, God make us glorious and free. Your government doesn't believe in that. So if you're Canadian, we're praying for you that you would have your liberties, given to you, that you could share the truth in your country as well. We're concerned for that. So we're going to talk about Israel for just a little while. Look, there are hundreds. I perused YouTube and others. Everybody's got an Israel report. I'm not trying to compete with anybody. We have a different perspective. We're a prophetic community, apostolic community. We try to hear what God's saying, speak the word of the Lord, and then, you know, give you a little bit of the news. We're not trying to out-duel any other ministry or any other people that are, any other groups that are doing that. They're doing great works. I think the more the message gets out, the better. I think that's the important part. So I want you to know that I'm not trying to compete with anybody. This is our perspective on my podcast today. If you don't know, we have a podcast on, you can look it on any, just about any podcast app. Just type Christian Center Shreveport. The Lord gave me a vision, and I saw the plumb line that's in the book of Amos 7. And there, and the Lord told me that he's measuring kings' hearts, and he's dividing between sheep and goat nations right now. That's happening right now. And so nations are being measured by the Lord to see which side you're on. It's not, we're not talking about political Israel. We're not talking about the natural government of Israel. Although we're praying for them and believing for them to do the right thing, we're talking about the covenant plan of God in the land of Israel, for the land of Israel. And the enemy wants to destroy a covenant people. Anybody who's in covenant, that's why Christians are the most persecuted group in the world. That's why Jews have been most persecuted. Why? Because they have a covenant that's tied to God, and Satan hates that covenant, and he wants to destroy. That's what the Holocaust was about, to remove the root of the covenant in the covenant people. And the fact he failed, and his failure produced the land, the nation of Israel in 1948. So there we are. That's where we are. Now, today in the United Nations, an Israeli rep, the Arab countries begin to lash them and give them a moral tongue lashing, the Israelis, about their mistreatment of the Palestinian people, et cetera. Now, first of all, let me speak real quickly. In Israel, there are people that mistreat Palestinians, and there's no doubt about that. Just like I don't know that I'd want to be an African American in some counties in Mississippi, all right, or Alabama or Louisiana or somewhere, you know, and be pulled over by a cop. You never know what's going to happen. All right. I'm not saying all police are that way, but there are some corrupt ones. And so there are some corrupt people in Israel that are going to mistreat Palestinians. There's a long history about that. So I'm not here to say that that does not occur, But as a whole, it is not an issue. Just like in America, you know, 99% of all police are good. You got those one percenters out there that are just nutcases, whatever. And that's the reality. And so in the United Nations, they were speaking against Israel and, you know, calling them immoral and all that because of what they're doing in Gaza right now. But the fact is we have a slaughter, and today was a devastating day. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But so this is one of the reps. This is off off of Instagram. So I apologize if we won't have a full screen there. But this is her statement.
Sadly, sitting amongst us today are representatives of murderous regimes who celebrated the death of my people, who celebrated the snatching of babies from their mother's arms, who applauded the butchering of entire families, who encouraged the execution of elderly civilians waiting for the bus. I will not take morality lessons from them. They insult the memory of mothers, fathers, daughters, and sons of Israel. As I finish, I want to paraphrase the great Chaim Herzog, the former president of Israel, who stood here in this very place many years ago. Your morality lessons are not worth the paper they are written upon, and we will treat them as such. But rest assured, terrorism will not prevail. Israel will prevail. Am Israel Chai.
Am Israel Chai. Wow, what a powerful speech that she brought. And I mean, her passion, you could hear it in her voice, her passion. And when they give moral lessons to Israel for what has happened there, and you have our Congresswoman, Omar Tlaib, who are saying that Israel is an apartheid state. I don't know. I do not understand why congressmen do not get on the floor and say, can you please define apartheid? Because they cannot define it, because Israel is not an apartheid state. Now, if you want to go to South Africa and talk to some South Africans when it was an apartheid state, then we can define it. That is not what Israel is like. We go and we take our people and we go, we show them the Arab villages, the Arab homes, the million-dollar homes, the prosperity of the Arab people that is in Israel. I'm not talking about Gaza and the West Bank always, but even in those areas, we know without a doubt that those groups, the Palestinian authorities, Hamas, they funnel the money from the United Nations, they funnel the money from America, and they hoard it themselves. Yasser Arafat, the founder of the PLO, had $3 billion in his bank account when he died. They have funneled this because you got to understand this. They must be victims to keep the money flowing. If Palestinians are prospering, which they should be because of all the money that's come their way, then what happens is the world says, well, okay, they're fine. And they'll stop giving them money and they'll stop giving them attention that they want. So therefore, they must oppress their own people in order to have a worldview, have the world look at them that way. And therefore, the funding keeps coming, the insight keeps coming, all the attention keeps coming to them. They must have victims. So they create them themselves and blame it all on Israel. Okay. Every time I'm in Israel, and I've been there many times, I ask all Arabs, Palestinians, when I'm in a taxi cab or wherever I meet them, if you could live anywhere in the Middle East, where would you live? 100% of them have always told me Israel. Israel. They want to live there. They're very happy there. There are Arabs in the military. There are many Druze and other people groups that are part of the military and part of Israel. Do not be deceived by the media. And I know most of you aren't, but let your friends know that is not the truth. When you go to the West Bank, which we've been in the settlements, as they call them, I just call them communities. When you go in there and you go into a Palestinian village, there's a huge red sign, a massive red sign before you go in the community. And on that sign in their language, it says, no Jews allowed. That, my friend, is apartheid. If you want to say there's apartheid state, it's in the West Bank among the Palestinian people. Now, that's their government. It's not their people. There are many good people in those communities. There are many Christians in those communities. So we're not against those people. We're against their leaders. Look, I was in a meeting in Israel once where we were meeting with Palestinian authorities. We were able to have a conversation with them. They had just bombarded Israel at that time with some 6,000 to 8,000 rockets. We asked them point blank, these are representatives, these are leaders of the Palestinian Authority. We said to them, how do you justify shooting 8,000 rockets on innocent people in Israel? They looked us in the face with a straight face and said, because we understand that Israel is digging beneath the Temple Mount. And we questioned, we said, you mean it's justified for you to shoot 8,000 rockets because you think they're digging beneath the Temple Mount? And they said, absolutely. And this was the reasoning that they used. And it went on and on. It was a horrible meeting. They revealed their hearts. Their concern is not for the Palestinian people, for Israel's right to exist, but for their own existence and that they could have what they want to have. Now, having said that, this is just kind of where we are when we look at that. Zach, if you want to say anything, just pop in here. But I want to just build on this, understand that we're not bashing a people. We're against the regime, this Hamas regime, this Palestinian Authority regime, which is not for their own people. That's our concern. That's our prayer.
Yeah, the biggest issue and one of the greater issues here that we're seeing is it's now providing an opportunity to break free from the mundane. One thing I'm seeing now is with people who were in a new region starting to meet and get to know is now, you know, the whole topic of you don't talk about religion, don't talk about politics. Well, that's being broken to shams right now. And people are having to decide whether they want to talk about these things and go to this level and have somewhat of an adult conversation about this. And this is of all ages. And in, for believers, what a greater opportunity it is for us to be able to share the message of the kingdom. Because in reality, what it is it's Islam versus Christianity right now. And there's no other greater testament to you to be able to share your faith. And so with these things happening, and we'll probably get into it here later, is not only the situation with what's going on in Israel, but now the question of this weekend came up with a few people was that, okay, what about what's going on in our country? You know, of the small numbers that we know of people who are crossing the border, who are on known terrorist watch list, which we'll get into here in a second, of what does that mean for our country? What does that look like now? And you're seeing, you know, those of the libertarian conservative mindset who are pro-Second Amendment, and I don't necessarily disagree with that, is they're saying, hey, be strapped everywhere you go. Be vigilant. Now, you want to be wise in what you do and where you go, obviously, in situations like this. But also at the end of the day, is it's now bringing up some topics of conversation. And hopefully, if we're in a position, and I might go through it sometime, it is talking about why certain rights exist in certain countries and they don't in others, and even in Israel. And Benny hinted at it the other day or yesterday on the live stream of talking about, you know, the Israeli government wanting more and more people to be armed to be able to defend themselves so that, you know, more things like this don't happen. So there's it's bringing up a lot of things. And what we've been talking about, you've been releasing is, you know, the spirit. And there are those in the world who can sense it as well of this call for war, this urge for war. And that's something we want to stand against and pray against the innocent loss of lives because the Lord's revealing these things to us as we're here. And we just want to join in with those who are praying as well.
That's right. And I just want to, we'll get into that point that he just brought up here about what's going on our borders. First of all, now today was a tragic day. When they went into one of the kibbutzes on the border, the first time they've gotten in there. So here's a report, from, I think it's from I-24 News, where they share what they found when they came into this kibbutz. Quite devastating.
David, it's hard to even explain exactly just the mass casualties that happened right here. In fact, the Israeli military says they still don't have a clear number, but I'm talking to some of the soldiers, and they say what they've witnessed as they've been walking through these different houses, these different communities, babies, their heads cut off. That's what they said. Gunned down, families completely gunned down in their beds. You can see some of these soldiers right now comforting each other. Many of them reserves who jumped into action, leaving their own families behind as well, not knowing the sheer horror that they were about to come to. They say they've never experienced anything like this. This is nothing that anyone could have even imagined when you're walking through here. Baby cribs thrown to the side. Doors thrown wide open. Still some Israeli bodies still here because the fighting in this community just ended just recently. So many of these troops are still going house to house, door to door. It's taken them sometimes 30 minutes, 40 minutes, because many of these houses are also still have grenades in them, booby traps. In fact, as we're trying to get closer to some of these scenes, we're being told, no, get back from some of these Israeli military because there are still grenades in the area. I want us to keep walking through, continue to kind of see the destruction that's happening on the ground here. Even something as simple as a soccer net just left to the side here as people were with their families playing. I see in the distance more bodies being covered, all the while as they're covering these Israeli bodies, trying to evacuate everyone else from the territory, taking all of the casualties out of here. It's also littered with the bodies of terrorists. So we're hearing from one of the lead commanders here, it was anywhere from maybe 70 armed terrorists who made their way here from the Gaza border fence, which is less than a quarter of a mile away. And as I said, the atrocities that they committed, violence with guns, with grenades, with knives, targeting these innocent civilians inside their homes. So for the soldiers here, it's a very, very difficult scene for them as well. As I said, leaving their families behind, but they say they will continue to be here, continue to kill every terrorist who is in the area. You can hear we're very, very close to the Gaza Strip, so we continue to hear artillery firing overhead as well. Even as we were giving this tour, we were told to get on the ground and take cover because you're so close to the Strip right now, you don't even get the red alert. You actually hear the boom before you're even told to get to the ground. So this is the reality, and this is what all of these soldiers, you can see, none of them expecting this, but all of them being here, ready for the fight nonetheless, and proud to fight for their country is what I'm hearing as well. And so that's why they want to show the press. They want to show these very, very difficult images, David, but they want everyone out here because they want to see and show exactly what is happening here on the ground.
And you know, the important part of this is because the Islamic media machine will say that this did not happen. There's no proof of it. We're going back to the Holocaust deniers. That's what we're talking about here. In the Holocaust, they denied it happened. And that's why our generals made Germans leave their communities, made Polish people leave their communities, whatever countries those were in, and made them go and see the bodies and see what happened there. And that's why you do that, because without proof, without a photo, it tells 1,000 words, right? Without the physical evidence, they're going to try to deny that this actually happened. And can you imagine seeing 40 babies and many of them with their heads cut off? They tried to burn their bodies. This is evil at a level we have not seen since the Holocaust. I almost think this is almost even worse than Holocaust. And Holocaust was evil. I mean, it was systematic. This was indiscriminate, and it was changing at all times. It was a very fluid way of killing people. There's a video that just came out from the event in the desert, literally just walking up to people and shooting them in the back of the head. I don't want to show all those things, but I'm just telling you, it's real what's going on out there. We've got to let the world know, number one, like this media did here, but we also have to recognize that this is a devilish, evil, demonic attack. It goes way beyond hating a people and hating a nation. You understand the United Nations, I mean, the EU has been funding education for Palestinian children for years. They have taught them. I've seen their books. I've read them where they teach children to kill Jews. They teach them to hate Jewish people from the time they're in school until they become an adult. So this is an indoctrination. It's exactly what the Nazis did. To their people, take their children and begin to re-educate them. It's just like what Hillary Clinton said the other day, that the Trump people following Trump need to be deprogrammed. That's what Hitler did. He said, these people believe in the German mindset the way it used to be. They must be deprogrammed and programmed the way we want them to believe. And that's what you're seeing right here. That's what happened in the Palestinian Authority. and the Palestinian communities. And that's the sad part about it, is these children and these young people, they don't know anything different. They've been hearing it their entire life. And so we do pray right now. This is where I'm talking about when I saw that plumb line in the spirit, where God is measuring kings with this evidence, with this type of evidence and this physical evidence. How do you deny what is happening? How do you keep standing with these people? How do you keep funding this people? EU announced tonight that they're going to continue funding the Palestinians tonight. You understand? This is where God is measuring that plumb line. Boom. God says, okay, you're going to do that. I'm measuring you right now. In Psalms chapter 2, it says, for my wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him. We must take our refuge in him. I'm not angry at people. I'm angry at the enemy of what he's done to the people, because God wants, he's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to salvation. So that's that issue. That's a sad report as far as what's going on there. And now we're going to slide over here a little bit, and we'll hurry up here. A report that came out from Fox News, which I'm surprised that we've not seen this before, as far as what has happened on our border, because this is the thing. I had a dream a few months ago. Well, last year, I'm sorry. It was last year, I believe it was. Whenever it was, when the bombing in Nashville was, in the dream, I had a dream where in downtown Nashville, a bomb went off in a building, exploded a building, and then all of a sudden, Hamas flags started flying in the streets of Nashville. And there were flyers encouraging people to join Hamas. And I knew that was symbolic in a lot of ways, but the Lord was telling me that type of terrorism is on our soil. And for whatever the ideology of these crazy people are that do this, it's in the soil. We now know they're crossing the border. My dream happened. It was the next day. There was actually a bombing in downtown Nashville. Some crazy guy. But I want you to understand this. This is how it does. They use the violence to recruit. That's what the Lord showed me. And it's on our soil now. We know for a fact that there are sleeper cells in America. We've been talking about that for a long time. But the fact is, there's evidence of it. And now the reports is coming out, and Fox News reported today. And I'm like shocked. Why have we not heard this before? And so let me play a little clip here of what they reported today.
Yeah, Brett, good morning to you. I can tell you for over 2 years now, Border Patrol agents have been telling us they've got extreme concerns about who is crossing our southern border, primarily because so many agents have been pulled off the front lines to instead focus on processing. And that then leaves gaps in our border where we simply have nobody out on patrol. And the numbers are startling. We'll start with the terror watch list numbers. Fiscal year 2023 so far, 151 people on the FBI's terror watch list have been arrested by Border Patrol agents while they were crossing illegally here at our southern border. That is the highest number on record. It's also higher than the previous 6 years combined. The highest number under Trump was six. We got 151 this year so far. Now, the Biden administration says, well, that shows they're catching more people, right? Not exactly. We'll talk about the gotaways. CBP sources telling us since President Biden took office, there have been well over 1.5 million known gotaways at our southern border. These are illegal immigrants who are crossing the border and are seen on cameras or sensors, but Border Patrol doesn't have the manpower to get to them, so they successfully get into the United States without capture. For perspective, that is a population size bigger than the city of Dallas, Texas, that has successfully snuck across our border and gotten into the United States without apprehension. It's enough people to fill up 16 Rose Bowls in Pasadena, California. We also got some brand new internal CBP data leaked to us this morning from CBP sources. If we can pull this graphic up, this data showing that thousands of so-called special interest aliens have been arrested by Border Patrol while crossing at our southern border illegally.
I want you to look at these numbers. Well, I can't. Just watch these numbers.
Over the last 2 years, these special interest countries are what the federal government determines countries or conditions that favor terrorism or could potentially pose a threat to the United States. But you can see these countries, thousands from Afghanistan, more than 600 from Iran, more than 160 from Lebanon, the home of Hezbollah, more than 500 people from Syria, the home of ISIS, more than 130 from Yemen, home of the Houthi rebels. And former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, who served under both President Trump and President Biden, says when Border Patrol agents encounter these people, They basically have no way of knowing who they are. Take a listen.
An open border allowing anybody to come in is a national security threat. This administration keeps wanting to talk about we're vetting people coming in. That's just simply not true. We have very little information on the people across this entire globe.
And to elaborate on that point, Border Patrol sources tell us that they simply have little to zero way of vetting these people from these so-called special interest countries. I'm told unless they've got a criminal record in the United States already or they're on some sort of federal watch list, there's no way for Border Patrol to find out about any possible criminal record. That's because these home countries that they're coming from, mostly in the Middle East, they don't share their records or their data with the United States.
Okay, we'll stop there. This is quite frightening to say the least. When you look at those numbers, those masses of numbers, you know, the one that shocked me the most is 650 Iranians. Okay, that's a small number. Now think about that. What an Iranian has to do to come here, what he has to go through to come here, how he has to be trafficked to get all the way here. And again, as the reporter said, all these terrorist nations that they're coming from, large number, Turkey, you know, is full of terrorists. And we have over 30,000 that have crossed the border, 1.5. And I shared this today. I talked to one of my senators about this. I confronted him about 11 Iranians that did get arrested. His point to me and to all of us who were lobbying him said, well, I think most people are coming for a better life. Okay, so let's say that's true. Okay, most of them are coming for a better life. What about those who are not coming for a better life? We were told, well, I better not go down that road. I want to give you total proof. I know what I'm talking about. These are the numbers that are real. Here's the fact. These numbers have been available since 2021. These numbers have been available. And this is the first time I've seen them on the media. Maybe you have, but it's the first time we've seen them on the media where they're actually listing the countries and how many of them are coming from them and the poorest borders. Now, of course, President Biden now has decided to shore up the border. Why? Because the election's coming and because Democrat people, especially in New York and other places, are saying, stop it. It's enough. We can't handle any more people. I think Governor Abbott was brilliant in sending them to the sanctuary cities. He wasn't doing anything outside this the scope of what they said they wanted. They wanted to be sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. He sent them to them, and they didn't want, they call him a beast. They call Governor Abbott a beast. But the fact is, Texas has absorbed more of them than anybody. So they've endured it more than any other state in America. And maybe California has done a lot too. But the fact is that these people are coming in and we don't have any way of knowing who they are. I watched one report in San Diego a couple months ago, 3,000 of them. They were locked up. The agents opened the gates and said, come on in. And they said, "What?" And the aliens said, what do you mean? They said, we don't care, just go. And they just let them into the streets and let them go. Okay, so this is the real deal. We're getting warnings right now. We're getting prophetic warnings that this is going to come. Rick Joyner, a couple years ago, saw the border. He saw the chaos and war coming across the border. He was so taken by his encounter that I remember he did a video the next day because he said he thought it was so imminent. But now it's upon us. Now, how do we deal with that? We pray, right? We bring warnings to that. We ask God to uncover everything that's hidden. We ask God to begin to reveal to leadership and to reveal to those agencies that can catch these people. And God can do it. He will do it. That's our heart. So that's pretty much what we want to talk about tonight. I hope this one informs you. I'm not trying to scare anybody. We're just trying to tell you where we are in time. So now we're going back to Israel. Let's focus on that right now. They are going to go into a land war here. The troops are getting ready to go into Gaza. Today, it's starting to heat up on the Lebanese border. Actually, some mortars were shot from Syria. I imagine those were just random, but they took them out, the people that shot them. But now it's starting to heat up. We know also sources are telling us that officials from terrorist groups all around the Middle East are now in Beirut meeting We know the schools were closed in southern Lebanon today in anticipation of some types of activities that's going on there. I sat in a briefing earlier this year with a Lebanese official who's a pro-Israel person, but they're Lebanese. They live in southern Lebanon. And their statement to us was, we hope Israel comes and cleans this mess up. So there's a cry of them. They want to live in a better land. They don't want to live under the oppression of Hezbollah. Most of the people in the Gaza Strip do not want to live under the oppression of Hamas. The people in the West Bank do not want to live under the oppression of the Palestinian Authority. These organizations, these political organizations, they're not. They're terrorists, are controlling the people's lives, and now they're wreaking, or releasing their evil upon a free nation, Israel, and our best friend in the region.
Yeah, and I know there's a few guys on here who paid attention when I did my podcast regularly. We paid attention to this issue in Lebanon, is the fact that they have no government right now, and then the horrible deal that Israel made before under the old government. And legitimately right now, Hezbollah rules that nation. There are no leaders other than Hezbollah. There is no organized form of government there. And so this is why you're seeing these things. And I think one thing that's interesting is that the fact that it's happening here now in October. You obviously, here in America and elsewhere around the world, you have Halloween coming up. And I just think the correlation of that spiritually is lining up. And Mildred Bean talked about one Wednesday night recently. I just want to say this because I feel like this is very important for us personally, of getting to the things that we can do, is there's a book by Chuck Pierce. It's called, I don't know if you can see it, I'll put the link to it later here below. It's Protecting Your Home from Spiritual Darkness. I think it's something very key for us all to kind of walk through. It's a baseline. Yeah. For those in South Africa, Natasha's book will do just fine. But this is for people in America. I think this will be easier a bit to swallow. Something to go through in this season to rid your house of anything that you may be aware of, may not be aware of, and to rid yourself of any fear that may be coming against you. Because as we... from personal experience, as we get into these battles, we want to make sure that our walls are up. There are, you know, like in the story of Nehemiah, there are no holes in our wall. And we want to make sure that the Lord is gathering us. And so that's one of the main things we can deal with here for ourselves personally before we even take a step out and start praying on the wall for Israel and other nations, is because if our houses aren't filled with the Holy Spirit and our walls aren't built, we leave ourselves open for something. And so we want to make sure, first off, that we're there, that those foundations are built, the walls are built, so that we're prepared for what is to come, because it's not just this issue. It's more coming down the road, and next year it's going to increase. And that's why we're here. That's why we want to continue. And for right now, the most important thing is obviously praying for just the wisdom of the Israeli leaders, American leaders, especially President Biden and his administration, because if they make a wrong move, they could really hurt not only innocent lives in Israel, but also potentially innocent lives here in America. And so even though, yes, we could disagree with what they're doing here and all this stuff, we still want to pray for wisdom for those who are at the top, and more importantly, those who are in these positions that can stick around after this administration, who have the wise ideas that could help this country. Because look at Israel right now. Is before, under the old government, the military leaders who were there, they were handcuffed. Now they have a leader who says, nope, go in, do what you need to do. The handcuffs are off. They're there. They know what to do. It's just, are the handcuffs on or off? And so right now, to a degree, whether you like Netanyahu or not, is he is the right person in all intents and purposes to be in this position. And so we want to continue to just lift him up in prayer and lift our administration up in prayer, more importantly.
And one last caveat before we get out of here, which is going to throws a lot of a wrench into the engine. Of course, 14 Americans that we know of were killed. President Biden made a speech today. By the way, we prayed for him before he made his speech. I asked that God would break all the dementia off of him, and that he'd be clear-headed and speak decisively, which he did. 14 Americans were killed. We think, I think at least 11, if I remember the report, are being held hostage. So we do have a hostage issue right now of Americans in Gaza. Okay. Americans treat this administration should treats hostages different than in the past. And I shared it on my podcast today. If you remember when the Tehran hostage takeover, when President Carter was in office, it was an absolute failure the way he handled it. President Reagan made a statement before he became president that he was going to take out Iran because of this. I was in a meeting with the Israeli ambassador, not Israeli, the Iranian ambassador at that time. He's a Jewish man, but he was the ambassador of U.S. to Iran in Tehran, and it became a joke all over Tehran. What is green and glows? And the answer was Tehran when President Reagan takes office. They thought he was going to drop a nuclear bomb on them and killing the hostages. That's one thing Islamic mindset understands is force. And so on the day of his inauguration, if you remember, he released the hostages. Okay. This administration right now is weak. And we just saw them give $6 billion to Iran for five hostages. Okay. They cannot do this in Gaza. I mean, we care for those Americans. We're going to pray that God will supernaturally get them out of there. We have special ops that are being prepared to get in there anyway. But the issue is, if they do that, that undercuts everything Israel's trying to do. If they start negotiating that way in the middle of a war, we need our administration to do the right thing in this situation. We need to let them trust the Israelis and begin to work in coordination with them and not separately from them. Because otherwise you're going to have a chaotic situation. I talked to some top Jewish leaders in the country today. This is their greatest fear, is that a Biden administration will destroy and ruin everything they're trying to do to capture those and to get those hostages out of there. There are many, there's over 100 plus that we know of. We don't know, there may be more. They're still trying to find out how many they have. Most of them Israelis. And so they want those people out more than probably we do. And we need to work in coordination with them. That must be your prayer when you pray for America and for Israel right now, that would occur. So we are in another crisis situation. One aircraft carrier is on the way from America. Now there's a talk that a second aircraft carrier is headed there. Turkish President Erdogan came out today and blasted. Why are they there? What are they coming for? You know, these are type things. So you have Russia, Iran, and Turkey in the corner together. This is that plumb line again of the Lord measuring these kings. So don't be surprised if some major calamities. I gave a word at the beginning of the year, this year, 5784, that there'd be chaos and calamity, utter chaos in the world. And it is already happening. I did not expect it to happen within a week, but it has begun. I'm not the only ones prophesying this stuff. Chuck Pierce has a lot of prophecies about this. He said that the year of open doors, but war is at the first open door. And this is where we are right now. We're in a season of war. Oh, could it be World War III? We're not here saying that, but I'm telling you, all the players of World War III are on the battlefield. And this could lead to something that's worse than where we are. We've got to navigate this properly. We could be sucked into something that is not the right time. We do not want premature war, or we want to be in God's timing. So this is our prayer. Thank you for joining us tonight on our pipeline report. We're going to do these again in the coming days. We probably went longer than I wanted to tonight, but it was our launch night, so we wanted to launch it. We'll be respectful of your time and your evenings with your family. Stay on the wall with us and pray with us each and every day. Pray for our community. We're not having service tomorrow night, but our community is having the Jewish Federation's having a gathering and a solidarity for the Jewish community in Shreveport. I'm going to try to be at that. I want to say this also. In your communities, wherever you live, reach out to the Jewish community right now. There is such an open door for us to minister to them and pour into their hearts and pour into their lives right now. So they're open to the fact that you care for Israel, you care about them, so reach out to them. And so as we close in prayer tonight, I want you to have your hearts open. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the covering, for the refuge that we can hide in you. We pray, Father, for the soldiers in Israel that they would hide in the refuge. We pray for the saints that are in Gaza and the West Bank that they would hide in you. Father, that they would find a place of refuge in the midst of this war. We thank you, Lord, you can hide them in the shadow of your wings. all those that are, they're fighting for justice and truth. Lord, you said you hate those who devise evil in their hearts. And Lord, this is a hatred in your heart. And Father, we realize that your judgment and your wrath is at hand according to your word. And Lord, we don't want to be under that sword. We want to be hidden in you. We want to be on your side. Father, for the intercessors that are joining us here tonight and all those that are staying on the wall, bless them, bless their homes. Lord, we pray for America, Lord. Now we've had invasion from entities that want to destroy this nation. Lord, we ask for that uncovering to happen right now in the name of Yeshua. We pray that tonight. Well, God bless you. We love you. We love what you're doing. Follow us on all our platforms. Again, please follow this page, Pipeline Report.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We're glad you listened all the way through. We did cover a lot. Be sure to go back and listen if you missed anything to catch what was said. And be sure to share with those who need to hear a message of hope during this season. You can now find us by searching for The Pipeline Report on Rumble, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and leave a 5-star rating wherever you listen to help us spread this message of hope during this season to help those prayer warriors out there. Now, until next time, let's remember to keep our emotions in check because we have souls to save.